Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Late rains have improved the appearance of native range across parts of Nebraska, but green is not always the same as growth. Mid-June clipping data from the Goodmanson Sandhills Laboratory showed cool season forage production at only about 20% of normal, while total forage production at roughly 30% of normal. While this is only at one location and conditions vary across the state, it illustrates how far behind some pastures were heading into this summer. While cool season production can be significant, native range often contains a large amount of warm season grasses, especially as we head east across the state. These plants make much of their growing during the heat of the summer, so late June to July rains can still mean meaningful forage production. However, that response is not automatic. Growth depends on how much rain falls, whether moisture continues, and how much plant vigor remains. With cool season production already reduced, grazing pressure may also shift heavily towards warm season grasses as they begin growing. Do not estimate available forage from the road. Walk pastures and look at plant height, leaf area, residual forage, bare ground, and how evenly cattle are grazing. Late moisture gives native range an opportunity, but it does not erase the earlier forage deficit. Protecting leaf area and allowing adequate recovery will help plants use the next rain and rebuild vigor heading into the fall. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.